KB Country 94 weather.
Here's a look at your local weatherology forecast. Daytime highs approaching 55 today under overcast skies with a slight chance of rain. Winds out of the northwest 5 to 10 miles per hour. Lows around 36. Tonight, partly cloudy skies. Ample sunshine expected. Tomorrow, daytime highs approaching 73. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on KD Country 94. Currently 44.
Keeping you informed, this is KD Country 94 and Z96.3 News.
This Kansas Information Network update is brought to you by Eaton Roofing and Exteriors.
From 13 News in Topeka, I'm David Oliver. The popular Sunflower Summer Program is back again for the 2026 season. The program, which runs July 9th to August 12th, gives Kansas residents with school-age children free admission to several different destinations around the state. The list of participating venues is going to be announced in June. The Kansas Highway Patrol pulled over a motorcycle this week, going almost 100 miles an hour over the speed limit. The driver was stopped by a trooper in Franklin County, going 168 in a 75-mile-an-hour zone. The driver was fined $1,100. Salinas Mall is still closed more than a week after sustaining damage from a strong thunderstorm. The continued closure comes at the state's directive. KDHE asked the mall to stay closed for now as the department waits for some testing results surrounding asbestos. In Topeka with your news update, I'm David Oliver for 13 News.
This Kansas Information Network update is brought to you by Eaton Roofing and Exterior.
When your car is making a strange noise, no matter what it is, you can't just pretend it's not happening.
That's an interesting sound.
It's like your mental health. If you're struggling and feeling overwhelmed, it's important to do something about it. It can be as simple as talking to someone in your community or just taking a deep, calming breath when you need it. Nice. For mental health resources, check out loveyourmindtoday.org. At loveyourmindtoday.org, you'll find information that may help you get through a tough time. Things like tips for dealing with stress, how to navigate difficulties like financial worries, anger, substance use, and more. You can also find real stories of how people navigated their own mental health challenges. Because once you start to address the problem, you can go so much further. Visit loveyourmindtoday.org. That's loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
Coming up, it's our KDNS KZDY area community calendar. To see more information on upcoming events, visit our KD Country 94 and Classic Rock Z96.3 Facebook page. The community calendar is brought to you by Heart Choices Pregnancy and Parenting Resource Center, providing positive options and education to young women and men facing unplanned pregnancies, as well as parenting classes, life skills training, and material aid through an Earn While You Learn program. And Mitchell County Tourism. Be a tourist in your area and discover Mitchell County. Check out what's going on to explore, live, and grow at discovermitchellcounty.com. Beloit Seeking Serenity Al-Anon Group meets weekly on Wednesdays at 7 p.m. at Club 86.
Every Monday from 10 to 11 a.m., it's Bible study at the Beloit Senior Center. Any questions, call 785-738-5802.
Every Monday from 5 to 7 is Lebanon Library Game Night. Librarian Linda Scott invites all ages to come out and have fun.
Wednesdays from 5:30 to 7 p.m. are the Grief Share meetings at the Bank of Tescott Meeting Room in Beloit, sponsored by the Beloit Ministerial Association. The Downs Grief Share Support Group will meet on Sundays at 2 p.m. in the Zion Lutheran Church Fellowship Hall in Downs.
The Jewel Farmers Market will be starting on May 23rd in Mag Park. Vendors will be set up from 9 to 12 each Saturday through Labor Day weekend.
Join the Bloom and Grow Garden Series at the Port Library in Beloit on Tuesdays in May during the noon hour.
The Osborne County Community Foundation Grant Lab is from 11 to 1 at the Roundhouse Coffee in Downs from 11 to 1 on May 6th.
Thursday, May 7th at the Beloit First Christian Church is the Beloit Area Prayer Breakfast for the 75th Annual National Day of Prayer at 6:30 a.m. with guest speaker Carol Tolbert.
The public is invited to observe the National Day of Prayer with a prayer breakfast Thursday, May 7th at the Grace Brethren Church in Portis, Kansas from 6:30 to 7:30 a.m. This will be the 75th year that the National Day of Prayer has been observed.
Join Cunningham Fiber for the Customer Appreciation Event on May 8th from 11 to 1 at the Beloit office with a free hot dog lunch.
The Fort Hays Tech North Central Carpentry House ribbon cutting is on Friday, May 8th at 9 a.m. at the Severance Student Union. Mitchell County Fire School is Saturday, May 9th and Sunday, May 10th at the Fort Hays Tech North Central Severance Student Union. Register at ksffa.com.
The County Planning Commission's and Appeals Board will meet on May 12th at 7 p.m. at the Bank of Tescott Meeting Room in Beloit. Join Bingo in the afternoon at the Beloit Senior Center on Tuesday, May 14th from 2 to 4. Contact Debbie at 738-5802 to reserve your free spot. Beloit USD number 273 will be hosting a retirement reception honoring Cindy Barrett, Brenda Bonebreak, Stephanie Dreyer, Rachel Ellens, Ann Paulin, Jeff Travis, Sally Ulrich, and Kathy Wilson on Wednesday, May 20th, 2026 at the Beloit Junior Senior High School Gymnasium from 4 to 5 p.m. The public is invited to attend. Welcome Home Weekend in Beloit is starting Friday, May 22nd, going through the weekend. Listen in on a special playlist Blake has for Saturday evening during the Cruising Mill event on Katy Country 94.1. Joel Chamber is once again hosting a kids' fishing day at Emerson Lake on May 23rd from 11 to 1. This is open to all kids with parents welcome and encouraged to help. It will be a noon meal of hot dogs and chips with prizes given at the end. Please bring your pole or one can be provided. The bait will be furnished free. See you there. Also on May 23rd, the Jewel Chamber will be sponsoring a noon meal for visiting alumni and community people from 11 to 12:30. Come for some good eats and plenty of visiting.
Thank you for listening to this week's community calendar brought to you by Heart Choices Pregnancy and Parenting Center and DiscoverMitchellCounty.com.
Funeral notices brought to you by Schoen Funeral Home and Monuments. Compassionate service from our heart to yours. Visit SchoenFHM.com.
Funeral services for Oscar Montero of Beloit will be Friday, May 8th, 2026 at St. John the Baptist Catholic Church. Mr. Montero died April 28th. Visitation with family present will take place on Thursday, May 7th, 2026 from 4 p.m. to 6 p.m., followed by a rosary service at 7 p.m. Memorials may be made to the Mylan Montero Education Fund. Schoen Funeral Home and Monuments is in care of arrangements. Memorial services for Kenneth Vetter of Beloit will be at 2 p.m. Friday, May 8th at the Roberts Family Funeral Home. Mr. Vetter died April 29th, 2026. Visitation will be prior to the service beginning at 1 p.m. Memorials may be given to the Beloit High School FFA or the Beloit Ministerial Alliance. Roberts Family Funeral Service is in charge of arrangements. Funeral services for Dorothy Morgan will be held Thursday, May 7th, 2026 at 10 a.m. at Chaput Bowie Funeral Home in Concordia. Mrs. Morgan died on May 3rd. Visitation will be held at Chaput Bowie Funeral Home from 1 p.m. to 8 p.m. on Wednesday, May 6, 2026, with the family receiving visitors from 5 to 7. Memorial contributions may be made to the PEO Chapter AV for Cotty College Scholarships or Sunset Home. Chaput Bowie Funeral Home is in charge of arrangements.
Funeral notices brought to you by Schoen Funeral Home and Monuments. Compassionate service from our heart to yours. Visit SchoenFHM.com.
Attention Farmway Credit Union members, important system upgrade information is on the way. Debit and ATM cards will have limited availability and reduced limits from May 1st through May 4th, so please plan ahead. Online banking will be unavailable afternoon on April 30th until 10 a.m. May 4th. And remember, do not destroy your current debit cards or ATM cards. They will remain valid. For full details and new online banking instructions, visit farmwaycu.com or call 785-738-2224. Farmway Credit Union, here for you every step of the way.
Attention Farmway Credit Union members, important system upgrade information is on the way. Debit and ATM cards will have limited availability and reduced limits from May 1st through May 4th, so please plan ahead. Online banking will be unavailable afternoon on April 30th until 10 a.m. May 4th. And remember, do not destroy your current debit cards or ATM cards. They will remain valid. For full details and new online banking instructions, visit farmwaycu.com or call 785-738-2224. Farmway Credit Union, here for you every step of the way.
Bob Garden Center in Cocker City has seed, potatoes, and onion plants ready to go. They carry bulk seed and have cold crops and bedding plants. With three full greenhouses, Bob Garden Center has what you need for all your gardening and flower needs. Don't like the weather today? Plant tomorrow. Or take Roberta's advice and give it 5 minutes. The Kansas weather will change. Bob Garden Center is now open Monday through Saturday, 9 to 7, but closes early at 5 on Wednesday. Located at 1111 6th Street in Cocker City. Call today at 781-4905.
This is Clint Canty with Canty Water Repair in Osborne, Kansas. Not only are we now a NAPA Gold certified facility, we offer complimentary full digital vehicle inspections with every service. This helps you keep your vehicle in top shape as preventative maintenance is key to stopping costly breakdowns. We also offer certified transmissions with the best warranty in the area. 3-year, 100,000 miles, whatever comes last. That's whatever comes last. Come see us today at Canty Auto Repair in downtown Osborne, Kansas, or check out our Canty Auto Repair Facebook page. Call now at 785-345-4000. That's 345-4000.